Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's pressing the band. Coming out live.
Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow divas. Divas, you in the building?
Yes, yes. Yes, you got
all right, all right, all right, all right.
Microphone check. 1 2 1 2.
1 2 1 2.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So welcome back. The Divas are ready. We're in the building. Happy New Year to all of you. This is our first show of the new year, and we are super excited. New things, new beginnings. 2023 is our year, and we're claiming it. For those of you who
Amen.
Are new to GQ Palace, we are live every Wednesday. You can check us out at the same time, 8 o'clock. You have to press the one button to go on the air. This is an adult show where we do talk about grown, sexy topics. We also interview artists, authors, producers, anyone that is looking to promote what they're doing. GQ Palace is where it's at. And we are ready. Ladies, how you been?
Awesome. I've been awesome. This is Ray Queen.
I'm good.
Speaking. I've been amazing.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good. Oh. A little under the weather, but I'm good. Good otherwise. I'm not seeing to complain.
All right, all right. So happy New Year, ladies. How is
New Year
off for you?
Year.
What's your plan? Did you guys have New Year's resolutions? What you working with this year, 2023, ladies?
I have not. Oh, go ahead, sister.
No. I was gonna tell you. You can go. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, this is Ray Queen, and no, I did not have any New Year's resolutions. And if I did, I wouldn't tell. But I definitely did not this year due to the fact that I am living a whole brand new life. It's a whole brand new me, period. And I'm just so grateful, and I'm just trying to spread the love. There's enough space for all of us to receive God's blessings. So I'm just passing on, that feeling that, that aura of no jealousy, no competition, just all smiles, all just a good presence, a great aura. So I just want to pass on, just that warm feeling that I have, which is a brand new, and I'm so grateful for. So, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah.
Well, I've never been one to really do New Year's resolutions because any resolution that you have could have started in November 29th or December 3rd, I tend not to get into that because I do a lot of studying with different things and with the alignment of the moon and stuff like that. So I've never really been into making New Year's resolutions because if I'm going to change, I'm gonna change yesterday, tomorrow, next week, whatever. The new year is not going to change that, So, but I know I'm not taking away from anybody that does, and I hope
of course.
That anybody that does, do New Year's resolutions and that January 1st was the day that you did that. You started what you said you was going to do and follow through with it. So, I just pray that works for you.
All right. So mine was anything that I said that I was going to do in my years prior, that this year, there's nothing that's going to stop me from doing it.
Yeah.
There's no sickness.
Yeah.
There's no stress. There's no drama. Anything that God has put forth for me, I'm claiming it. I want it all.
Amen.
I will continue to be a humble servant to get all of God's blessings sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to me, it was that some people say, oh, you know, lose weight, da-da-da. Nah, you know this? For me, I feel like when you think of the last past couple of years that we've experienced with the whole pandemic and everything that's been going on, I feel like a lot of us, you know, kind of fell short, you know, whether it was work, whether it was stress, you know, whether it was health. It was so many different things that hindered us from excelling, you know, and a lot of it wasn't our doing. It was man's doing, you know, it was something that happened that stopped us from doing what we said we were going to do. So this year, mine was, no matter what, I'm claiming it, I'm coming for it. I'm no longer going to sit and say, oh, what do you think God is going to, what God's going to give to me, what is he's going to order my steps. No, he orders your steps. You have to pay attention. You have to be a humble servant, and you have to do your part. So this year, no matter what, I'm doing that. That's mine.
Amen.
So,
okay.
Amen.
Claiming that.
Amen.
2023. Yeah. Claiming
yes.
That.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I love that.
So that's mine. You know, that's mine. I'm living in it. Embracing it all.
23 is for me. I hear that.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
No matter what. No matter what obstacles come in your path, they're there for a reason. Your job is to jump over them hurdles and continue on. And don't become stagnant. Oh, I can't do it, or this is happening. It stops me from doing it or whatever. No. I'm not doing that this year.
Don't be
There's
a victim of circumstance.
There's no excuses for business that has to get done. Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
So that's mine. So the phone lines are always open. The number to call is 319-527-6761. You have to press the 1 button to go on the air. And
repeat
I do believe 319-527-6761. And you have to press 1 to go on the air. If you're online, you can press the link and you can listen to the show, but you won't be able to communicate and give your feedback and shout outs and all that stuff. So you do have to make sure you press that 1 button. The beauty of it is you could be whoever you want to be. At any given time. We don't care. Government name, alias name, whatever works for you, whatever floats your boat. So, only thing I am going to say to our family and friends, I'm going to say it. This is Storm speaking. This year, GQ Palace needs to be flooded with phone calls. We need to flood those. We need to flood those calls. We need to promote like no other. And we need to elevate this to the next level. And family and friends, you're quick to go spend that $300, $400 on sneakers, pocketbooks, boots, and all that stuff. This phone call right here is free. So I know your girl Storm. I expect to hear from y'all. I'm just saying.
Welcome
back. And Mrs. Storm, like I said,
it's
more bad. I'm not speaking for her. I'm not speaking for Rachel. I'm speaking for Storm. So.
Yeah.
That's all my babbling. All the stuff I have to get off my chest. It's clear now. It's clear.
Let me clear my throat.
Wait. Is it Capricorn season?
It's silky. It's
Capricorn season.
Yes. Happy birthday to all Capricorns out there.
Thank you, girl.
Happy birthday to my baby Ryan's birthday. Happy birthday to my aunt, uncle, Christine, my aunt Sabrina. We have a few birthdays in my family in January. My cousin Edward.
Happy birthday in heaven to my daddy. He was a Christmas baby, December 25th. Happy birthday in heaven, Daddy. We love you and we miss you. Late, great George Hargrove.
George Hargrove Jr.
We got Storm birthday creeping up around the corner.
Storm's birthday, what's this, the 18th? The 18th is the birthday, right?
The 15th.
15th.
Oh, my God.
I am January 15th. Yeah.
Okay. All right. My Aunt Hattie is the 15th also. She'll be 98 years old.
Oh, bless her. Bless her heart.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yep. She still cries. She still cries. She still lives alone. She still does everything.
Oh, my God. Bless her heart.
Beautiful. Speaking of birthdays,
bless her heart for that.
I will be 50. I will be 50 this year in March, the end of March. For all of those, yes, for all of those who know me, I was going to do a huge birthday bash in Long Island, New York. However, I have moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and my 50th birthday will be spent here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those who are listening that know me, i.e. my divas, if I would like for y'all to be here. If not, I know that y'all will be here in spirit. I cannot do my birthday in both places. What I really wanted to do was do it in New York,
We'll talk about that stuff after.
Yes, but 50.
Because that is March. This is January. And this is
Hello.
When you're back. Capricorn season.
Happy birthday, Capricorn.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Capricorn. Yeah. And those of you who are turning, who have turned 50, happy 50th. It's a major journey.
Yeah.
So, okay. But
and she's still trying to take it. She's still trying to take the sunshine.
You know?
So we're going to have to. Miss Mo better.
Okay,
trying to take the sunshine still, right? It's okay.
I'm good.
Anyway,
how was everybody's holiday?
So we do got some topics tonight, right, ladies?
All that good stuff.
We got some topics?
Yes.
Who's humping tonight?
May I? Oh, I would love to be, but see, now you're teasing. Who's humping tonight? Oh, anyway. Okay. Here's our topic for tonight. In your opinion, what's the difference in modern day dating, i.e. right now, 2023 dating, and retro dating, i.e. back in the day dating? In your opinion, what's the difference in modern day dating and retro dating?
And what does dating mean to you? What does dating actually mean to you?
Yes. Go ahead, Diva.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, you go first, because what's retro dating?
I'll go first.
I'm stuck on what retro dating is.
Well, when coming up with retro dating means dating back in the day. It's no real specific. But there's a such thing as modern day dating and dating from back in the day. Now, back in the day, it used to be called courting, date, or whatever. However, there's different levels to dating. There's different stages of dating, at least five. So I'm just going to give the background to explain to people, because, again, a lot of times people don't have the proper definition of things, so then they get confused as to what things really are. So, you know, I'm going to give the five stages of dating first, which is first is attraction, which we all know. Then it's a reality, which moves on to the next thing. Then it's commitment, intimacy, and then engagement. Those are the five stages of dating. So now the attraction is, okay, we hook up, we exchange numbers or whatever, and, you know, we go out a few times or whatever, and then the reality comes in. It's like, okay, I'd rather not just be with one person. So sometimes dating doesn't get past that point. Now, and I'm saying that now, it's rare if it gets past that point now, if it gets past the reality of things and going to commitment, you know. So
I mean, you can date multiple people. You don't, it doesn't have to be just one person. You are allowed to date whoever, you know, you want to. You know what I mean? All of that's in the reality stage of dating. So once you hit commitment, now that's when it starts to enter into a relationship. So, you know, a lot of things happen all in this area right here, you know. I mean, I think sometimes that and intimacy are equal when it comes to that, to stuff like that. Intimacy and commitment are kind of equal. A lot of, cause, you know, some things get lost in those stages. Things get lost, and then you forget at what point are you in your relationship. So that's why a lot of people don't get past the reality. I'd rather just date multiple people. But people are not honest when it comes to stuff like that sometimes. Not all people. When I speak, I'm speaking generally. This is nothing personal. I'm just speaking generally and, you know, nothing specific or whatever. I'm just speaking on the topic of dating just so to help people understand. If it all made sense to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. Yes.
You know.
So we have attraction, reality,
uh-huh.
Commitment,
intimacy, and engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy and engagement. So like I said, a lot of times people are not getting past the reality, especially nowadays, because there's so many, I want to say different avenues and different things like that for people to be attracted to other things, other people. You know, it's not like, and that's why I say retro as opposed to modern day. Because modern day now you have the internet. You see all kinds of things. You see all kinds of people. You have all kinds of sites and different things like that to where you don't have to, before you would have to go outside your house to actually really be, to find an attraction to somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Before, mm-hmm. You would have to actually physically be outside your house. But now you can sit on the internet and you have all kinds of social media and, you know, and different things like that to where it's just a lot has been taken away, in my personal opinion, has been taken away from actual dating. To where you're getting dressed up, going out, you know, to a meal, park, whatever, however, wherever you want to set the date up. But a lot of that has disappeared. Now people out there dating, you meet up at a hotel, you get it in, and you take your ass home. That's what people who smoke dating is. Are we going to link up?
Dude, I thought that was dating, getting
no, it's not called the dating, it's called the link.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's because why I started giving proper definition in stages of what dating really is. You know, because a lot of that stuff is missing, in my opinion.
Right, but do you think it's missing because they're not doing that anymore? Like, nowadays, I feel like, you know, well, I'm married, but, you know, I feel like nowadays people aren't doing that. Even side chicks, they want extra credit. They want extra love. They feel like they're the main chicks, you know? So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the man is more loyal to them in their head. So to me, I feel like back in the day, there's nothing like really getting to know getting to know someone. You know, going on those dates, you know,
uh-huh.
opening up my door uh-huh. for me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, just really,
chivalry.
Like, whining and dining.
That's
you know,
chivalry.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, it's not there anymore, you know? Nowadays, it's mm-hmm. more like I meet
it's
you
awesome.
On the internet and we discuss a couple things, you know, we learn a little bit about each other. And then next thing you know, guess what? I know what I want to do. This is what we're going to do. Let's meet at the hotel. Let's cut the small talk and let's get it going.
Let's get
uh-huh.
it going.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know.
We're not,
I mean, that's what I
get
from
into
people.
That side chick talk.
I'm saying it's the truth.
Write it down because that's gonna be our next topic. It's going to be about
when you think about dating, I mean, people aren't really dating that much anymore. You know, they're kind of like hooking up. Like, you know, you like what you like, and a lot
it's
of people.
Link. It's a link now, right? It's called link.
Yeah.
Linking. It's not dating anymore. You know, it's just linking up. You know, I mean, you have some people, and not only that, the expectations of certain things has changed because. So what it is now, a lot of people are on Instagram, social media, whatever, looking at these chicks, and their dating is, oh, well, you got to fly me out somewhere. So, if you're not really on their social media and stuff like that, you probably really wouldn't understand the fullness of what I'm saying right now. Like, okay, you have to spend XYZ. In order for me to go on a date, you know. So the concept gets lost.
That's how long is your money?
The concept gets lost.
What you got in your pocket, what you got in your account, and what you going to spend for me. That's what it is.
About the account. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
We meet on, let's just say, social media or a dating app, right? And then we chat a little bit. Then we exchange numbers. Okay, now we exchange numbers, and let's just say female is telling male, I know you're interested in me, you know, but I'm not looking to date. I'm just, you know, looking for a friend just to communicate with or whatever because I'm not ready for dating. I'm not ready for a relationship type thing. I'm just starting over, whatever. And male says to female, okay, well, let me help you out. Let me get your Cash App. Okay, female's interested, but that wasn't her original intention, okay? But she gave this to Cash App. He sends her money. What do you ladies think that she's supposed to think from there? Like, let's just say 3 weeks down the road, they're still chatting, whatever. Do you ladies agree with her if she does at that time need money? Do you think it's okay for her to ask him, being that he quote unquote started off with pushing money at her? Do you think it's wrong for her to say, do you have a few dollars?
No.
Huh?
I'm sorry. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right,
no,
right,
because
right.
If that's how you let out,
mm-hmm.
then, you know,
mm-hmm.
then expect that. That's even with, like,
right.
fathers and parents and children. If you're not
mm-hmm.
around your child all the time and the only time that they see you or any kind of communication with you is dealing with money, expect that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's what you presented. That's what
mm-hmm.
you presented. And if I heard you correctly, it's like he more so offered it to her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When he asked
right.
for her Cash
right.
App. I mean, she could have very well turned it down also. You know, however,
mm-hmm.
he can't be offended or anything like that if she has. You know,
mm-hmm.
even if she doesn't
mm-hmm.
want to be involved with him. Like, I just need a couple of dollars. I'm broke. You know what I'm saying?
Other than that, then
she just be selling him the bird. You know what I'm saying? If he's expecting other things than that, then she'd just be selling herself.
Right.
But, I don't see anything wrong with it. My personal opinion.
Okay, another scenario, if I may. Male, female, meet on social media, i.e. a dating site, right? They get each other's numbers after chatting a bit because they feel each other. Okay, they meet up, they agree to meet up and go to a bar, have some drinks. So they have a few drinks and... enjoy the moment, you know. Okay, so then the male asks,
would you like to pass by, you know, show me, would you like me to show you where I live? On the way home, on the way, you know, for me to drop you off, female says, sure. Male stops by his house, invites her in. Next thing you know, he takes off his clothes and takes her in the room. Expects her to, I don't know, perform, let's just say perform oral on him, whatever, whatever. Female turns him down.
Mm. As she should.
Do you think she would be wrong?
Absolutely not. That wasn't, if you asked me to show me your house, you ain't asked me anything else. See, and that's one of the levels of the reality, that's in the reality stage of dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
where all of this stuff comes in at. This is, you're supposed to express your intentions at this,
mm-hmm.
at this point. This,
right.
And that's at the second stage of dating. You know, after,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're attracted, you know, there's some type of attraction there, but you need to know
mm-hmm.
how far this attraction is going to go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I must say, people mask themselves well. People mask themselves well because, you know, a lot of times people do have those hidden motives. They have hidden
mm-hmm.
motives and to see what they can get out of people. You know, and that's why it's almost detrimental. It is detrimental to know what one's intentions and not be afraid to ask the question or say what your real intentions are. Listen, you know, you might meet that person, but people do that because in the fear of losing what they think they can get out of the situation. So they'll lie.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lie, cover up, do everything until they feel that they're in this good position. I'm in a good position right now. So this is a good catch.
Mm.
I can't let that go. But I can't tell everything about myself. Because I might need that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just stripping away people's options. Like maybe the person that you dating or whatever might be with that. Oh, what you want? Hit it and quit it? One night affair? What is it you want? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm good with that too. All right, let's get it in and see you. You know what I'm saying? I'll call you later. We'll talk to you later. You know, that could be their intentions also. But you have to let it be known. You have to let that stuff be known. So, but again, a lot of people mask themselves well. They hide their real selves well. And, you know, that's when it be full of chaos. You know, then it gets messy.
True.
You know? So, again, in this modern day dating thing, I mean, it might need to find a new word to call it or something because it's, you know, it rarely dates, you know. And then a lot of times when people do move into the commitment, to the commitment stage of dating and, you know, intimacy and stuff. See, and the commitment stage is where most of the work goes down when it comes to relationships. A lot
mm-hmm.
of the work goes down in that third stage, you know, like, for instance, like, all right, you get into a committed relationship and then the date that you used to go on and stuff, they start dwindling down. They start reversing themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do, girl.
And then what happens is it kills the intimacy, which is the next phase. And the commitment is so shaky till you're not getting the intimacy that you're longing for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just talking generally. I'm not speaking about anything specific. This is just a general statement, you know, of things that I've seen happen personally. You know, I've seen these things happen. So, like I said, the dating gets lost, and a lot of things happen in that commitment stage. And that's, like I said, that's the third stage of dating. So, yeah, I just, you know, I don't know everybody's situation personally, so I can't speak to anybody's situation specifically. So, you know, I guess people have to sit down and figure out. And like Storm was saying earlier, when COVID and stuff hit, COVID exposed a lot of things to a lot of people.
Yeah,
when it
please.
Comes to relationships.
I'm sorry, Miss Loretta. I believe you have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the squad. Yes.
Hello, how you doing? This is Big Cedric, City. Ceddie, however you want to text me. Ceddie Bear, anyway. Can you hear me?
I can.
Ceddie Bear.
Okay. However you want to text me. Email me, you know what I mean? All right. Now, y'all talking about dating from back in the days, right? To dating now, right?
We're talking about both.
Both, okay.
Yes.
Dating, to me, back in the days is I take you on a date, take you to Johnny Rockets, get you a milkshake, burger, hot dog, whatever it was, and didn't expect nothing to go on that date. You know, we get to know each other, talk. To dating to this day and era, if I take you to iPods, get you a thigh, you got to give me some thighs. You know what I'm saying? Like dating back then is, it was more respect. But dating to now, once I take you out, you got to come up something. Period. You know what I'm saying? Dating back then, we didn't expect to get it on that first date, second date, third, you know. So now, once I take you out, that's it. Once you get my car and I put $5 worth of gas in there, I want at least $5 worth of some, you already know, some boom, bang, biff, however you want to take it. You know what I mean? That's the difference between dating back then and now. It was more respect back then.
Mm.
So now, even the women, they don't want to date you. If you take me on that night, these days, it's free for all. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, look, everything is just sexual right now. The internet, the TV, however you want to take it. So to me, that's the difference from back then to now. It was more respect back then. The woman respect you, even though both of y'all can be like, I want some, but you couldn't because it was more respect. It was like, get to know me, get to know my mind, my mental before you get to know my physical. Now it doesn't matter. Everything goes, you know?
So you basically saying that all respect is law, is what you're saying.
Back then, more respect. Everything's more
right, right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, as far as modern day dating goes, like, respect, all respect is lost. Not all, but most respect is gone. Yeah.
All the respect is gone. You know what I'm saying? Because a date look like to now, like, if you ask a woman, like, what you want to do, she goes, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? They don't want a bottle of Alizé or Moet these days. You know, listen, get me some Hennessy, some Jameson, some Black Label or something, and that's our date. As long as you get me drinking and give me a little bit of Bombazee, you know, whatever, Keith Murray smoke to anybody, give me some weed, that's a date to them. You know, back then it's like, no, you got to take me to the movies, give me some popcorn. First, take me to Johnny Rockin', give me a little strawberry shake, you know what I mean, a little burger. So now they want weed, liquor, and that's it. Let's get busy, you know?
And
they don't want to
legs.
Meet your parents. They don't want to meet nothing now. Before you get some, mother got approved. Ain't no approval. It's
well,
like whatever.
Well, you know what it is? People tend to put a price tag. They raise the price. Yesterday's prices and not today's prices. You know what I'm saying? They've added a price tag, a dollar sign to everything that you know, when it comes to dating and different things like that. Of course, we like, you know, everybody likes nice things. You know, don't get me wrong. Of course, you want a nice, elegant, you know, date and different things like that. But people are looking for the ultimate money before anything begins to happen in a dating situation. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they do it as a test. That, again, generally speaking, I'm generally speaking, so I can't speak to any specific situation. However, it appears, so I'm going to change that. It appears that people are now putting a bigger dollar amount on things as far as dating goes, as opposed to the elegance or because let me see what word am I looking for? It'll come to me. It'll come to me. But people are, you know, they're not looking for creativity. They're not looking for spontaneity. They're not looking for any of that stuff. They're looking for the dollar sign, because just because something costs a high price doesn't mean it's always good. It doesn't mean it's always good for you. You understand? So it's like, all right, we can go to Ruth Chris or whatever that's called, you know, spend $200 on per plate or whatever, and you're not full. You're not even satisfied. You know, then what? All right, we spent that. Now what? Again, because there was no creativity put. There's no thought. The thought process and everything, it just goes out the window. Nobody's actually sitting down taking the time to think things out. Like, oh, I planned this. This is nice. You know, I just want to try something different or whatever. And everybody, oh, I want to go to Dubai. I want to do that. Again, all of that's well and good. I'm not saying that's not good. Of course, everybody wants to travel and turn up and different things like that. But then after once that dust settles and you went in with some kind of intention that didn't uphold you, it didn't keep you afloat, then you back to square one.
I hear that. I hear that.
Look, you better say it to the
that.
People that's in the back, because they need to pay attention. I don't know, Cedric. If I put $5 of gas in the car, I want you to, you know, to give it up.
$5?
$5?
$5 a weed of Hennessy is what the younger kids want now. The younger kids, the older women, they want that. They want the, you know what I'm saying?
They want the
bags of camping now. The younger women want the weed, the strip clubs and all that. They want something cheap. You know what I'm saying? They don't want all that.
No, but
like the older women want now.
If
you ever look at most of the dates, they turned up to go on Facebook, Instagrams. Oh, we in this club. Like, that's their date.
Yeah, I hear you.
The old women want a regular date. They wanted the regular date. They wanted the food.
I'm just saying, $5 though? Like, I mean, that. What's $5 a week? You can't come over and blunt with that. Like, I'm just saying. You definitely buying a Hennessy.
What can you show me?
You can't buy a Henny with $5. No.
Exactly.
You can buy a Henny for $5. You go to Maggie's bars, you know, one of the cheap hood bars. They got $5 shots. Oh man, and they're big too. Huge. I'm not saying I've been there. I'm not saying that I didn't. But yo,
you're telling on yourself right now.
That's what the women want.
They're good too.
Oh,
you're telling on yourself right now.
We have a caller.
You know what I mean.
Hold on, go ahead. On the line. Yes, we have a caller on the line.
Good evening.
Janine.
Yes.
Happy New Year,
yes.
Janine. Are you there? Yes.
Yes, I am. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Hello. Hey, Gina.
How's everybody? Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm listening to this topic, and I heard Cedric come on, and I'm going to have to agree with him to some extent about the level of respect that there is there. I agree. But I also believe that everyone is in a rush. Everyone is in a rush. They want to have the appearance or the symbolization of a 5-year relationship, and they only been together for 2 months. You understand?
Right.
They in a rush. They don't want to put in time. You in love with somebody. You don't even listen, right? You don't even know this person, but before you fall in love, and you walking around talking about you in love. Wait a minute. You don't even know this person, how they react under pressure, how they handle stress. You don't even know, but you in love. Everybody's
I'm in love at first sight. I'm in love at first sight. I don't even know nothing else about you. I knew it was love.
Don't know nothing about you. Look, don't know how you act when you get mad.
I don't even know your real name. I only know your street name.
Right? Right? Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
How about what's your last name? How about that? What's your last name?
Right.
You don't know
right.
the first
Welcome
name. You don't know the nickname. You don't even know the
Call
last name.
Pookie. That's Pookie.
Exactly.
That's Pookie.
Pookie who? Pookie. You know Pookie, right? Oh, God.
But everybody's in a rush, and unfortunately, there's no slowing down right now. Not in this day and age. There's no slowing down.
I was watching
really
something the other day, right, on the news. It was like one of those like talk shows, and the young girl said, she said, when you go to the store, you have to buy your groceries, right? So everybody's like, yeah. Like, okay, if you go to the strip club, you got to pay to get in 9 times out of 10. And guess what? You also going to throw some money for the strippers, right? Everybody's like, yeah. So she said, so what makes you think that what I got between my legs is for free? Yes, I want to know how much money you got. Yes, I want to know what's in your bank account. And I want to know all of this before we even think we're going to take it there. Because I want to know if you could afford this. My mouth dropped. Where she literally has a price tag of what she has. Like, this is what I got, and I know what I'm worth, and I'm not taking nothing less than that. What do you think about that?
Wow, that's a wow moment.
I was stuck.
Yeah,
I didn't know what to say.
You know what? That you at times you don't. Some things you can't respond to, you know, because... If she's that comfortable with saying it, then somebody has fulfilled that. That's been fulfilled from somebody already. You know what I mean? He didn't just pull that out of the air. So a lot of times, and that's why I said write that down with the side chick, because that's going to be our next topic. Because most of the time when women speak like that, they're speaking to a married man. When they speak those
ones.
When they speak those ones. Because a lot of single guys were like, I have options just like you. I don't have to settle. I don't need to do none of that. So, I mean, hey, if that's how she maneuvers, that's how she maneuvers. It's a no judgment zone for me. But, you know, I'm just saying.
I mean, no judgment. I was just like, I was just in awe that she's just like, there's an amount on what I got. My time is not free.
Yes, she's going to have to
pay for it. And they were asking her pretty much like, what are you bringing to the table? And she said, I'm bringing me, and I'm bringing what's between my legs. So they said, okay, so what do you want the male to bring to the table? And she was like, a bank account, a job, and some property. So you're going to have to take care of me. I was too through. I was just like, okay, so this is what the world is now.
Yep. It pretty much is. It's almost like a modern day prostitution. That was a stump mo better moment right there. It's to each his own on that. You understand what I'm saying? Again, everybody likes nice things. I don't know how many people that are on here listen to Jasmine Sullivan, her latest album. It's called Hotel. And if you listen to it and they explain to it
is that the one where she's saying what can you add to me? What can you add to me? Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
She has it. Yeah. But if you listen to the intros on there and how, you know, she has a group of women on there and they're speaking like a lot of people are actually tricking in their own marriage. This one lady said, you just don't know, because a lot of times like, oh, I got to be nice to this dude because I want something out of him. That's almost the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Should we have to be in that instance? No, because if you have a mate, your companion or whoever, you should be able to go to them comfortably and ask if you need something. They should be comfortable enough to give it to you. You understand what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to just, I have to do this because I want something. You know what I mean? It should not be that way. However, things are that way sometimes. You know? And it is a lot of lacking. It's a lot of lacking nowadays when it comes to relationships. And stuff. Some people are in situationships, and that's as far as they'll go. I wish I had the solution, but I don't. I wish I had the solution for it all, but I don't. You know, I'll continue to comment, but yeah, everybody's situation is different. So, you know, again, it's just knowing thyself. You know, knowing what it is that you really want, knowing exactly what you want, and stating it. Hey, you either gonna roll with it or keep it moving, and that's period. And that's not being mean or anything. That's just having your own set of boundaries. And this is not just from a woman's side. That goes for men also. You know, this is not biased. This is for men and women alike. So, you know.
Ooh, Johnson Divas, we have another caller. We have another caller. Unk, are you there? Unk, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Unk.
How's everything?
That's Unk.
Everything is everything. Good evening.
Yeah,
good
everything
evening,
is
Unk.
Good. Yeah, that, oh, okay, how's everything? Unk. Yeah, listening to y'all conversation, it's very enlightening, you know. But you know, in today's society, you know, from back in the day, you know, now, you know, a lot of things have changed so rapidly to where you have, you know, back in the day, okay, like this, like Sadie Bear said. You know, you went out on dates, you know, you went to Johnny Rockets or something like that. But, you know, now it seems like that, you know, yes, it's a money thing, but, you know, still, but once these girls or these guys get into the situation, sometimes they catch feelings. And it can get crazy. It can get dangerous, you know. And, you know, they take it to a new level because now they want to possess you, you know, if it's the girl or the guy. And it totally goes left lots of times. But things have changed to where now, the girl gets into, I have some friends that, have paid for girls to fly in and go to hotels and different things to that effect. And that's costly. It's very costly. And, she's going right back home afterwards, and she doesn't expect you to really, you know, get in your feelings or anything to that effect. She just, comes, you know, gets her money, you know, and she's out. You know, it's like an expensive, it's like an Uber call girl, you know. And, wow, I was real surprised when he was, you know, showing me the pictures and everything like that. But, you know, that's what they're doing now, you know. They're flying you in from Vegas or flying you in from Los Angeles or, you know, even a rural town like Texas or Alabama or something like that, you know. But it's all over now. It's so different. It's from back in the day, you know. I'm an old school, you know. And I was like, wow. You know, it's like no dating anymore.
Yeah,
it's
is.
Like now all you have to do is just have a little money.
Yep. have a couple dollars in that pocket, have a little couple dollars in the bank, and Cash App. So you got
that's
that Cash App set up, like,
true.
I was saying
about the $5 because you can have $300 Jordans on, $100 pair of pants on, $90 pair of shirt on, have no money in your pocket, but I can take you to a bar and buy you a drink. Big Hennessy for $5. You take them to the right bar. It's like they don't even know if you have money or not, but you look like you do. You know what
yes.
I mean? So it's tricky. But like you said, like it's a lot of dangerous stuff because women give it up so fast right now. So the man bugs out because it's physically what they know. They don't know the mentally. Back in the days, you got to mentally know a person before you physically did. So even the physical wasn't good. It was good because I was more into you. You know what I mean? Now you're just into my fashion, into how
right.
I look. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man can go and you'd be like, oh, he be in a barbershop every day. He's laced up, not knowing he does his own, looking cute. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, with a little smile, but have no money in his pocket, but look like a million. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but they give it up.
Exactly. My great grandmother used to always say that. It doesn't cost $1 million to look like it. Appearance is a lot of things because we buy with our eyes. So we buy with our eyes. So if it looks good to you, like you can go shopping for food or whatever, and you see something, you don't know how it tastes, it would be nasty as all get out, but it looks good, so I'm going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of you don't know how it tastes until after the fact. We do. We buy with our eyes, so appearance is major when it comes to that stuff. So, like you said, I'm going to go out stunting, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's happening. People are, and it's what the internet has done to a lot of things because you can be whoever you want to be on the internet. People don't know your real story. A lot of people don't know your real story. So, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, he looking good. And you know what I'm saying? Oh, he driving his Benz, not knowing that it was wrenched or it's his men's and all kinds of stuff. And then you get hooked up with him, and then he's sleeping on somebody's air mattress in the basement. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
So it can get a little crazy. It gets a little crazy, you know. But, but folks, time is definitely of the essence. That hour goes very fast. So we are now at the round table stage to where we go around. We allow everybody, all the callers on here, to give their final thought for tonight. And before I do dismiss, if you have any topics or anything you'd like us to discuss on the show, you can send an email to our general email box, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's all lowercase. Again, it's GEEQUE002@gmail.com. Again, we're not here to blow anybody up or expose anybody for anything. So if you send us anything, you can have us discuss it and we'll do it anonymously. So unless you say otherwise, we are taking interviews. We're doing interviews, with artists. If you're an artist or if you have businesses, we are into doing sponsorship also. So what you need to do is send whatever your bio is and stuff, and with a cover letter stating what you would like done. So GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So, and then the CEO and the executive will contact you as far as that goes with sponsorship. So again, we're going to go to the round table now. And our first caller tonight was Cedric, $5 man. Give your final thought.
$5 drinks and $5 weed and some mix for $5. I never heard of that before.
$5.
Well, you know, the 5 for 5. Good, you know what I'm saying? Like, Domino's did that, 5 for 5. I just want to tell everybody in Dayton, just be careful. Watch out for the crazy folks. Just like Unc said, cause there's a lot of them out there. And get to know a person before you really, really get to thinking that you know them.
Mm.
That's all I have.
Okay. appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for stopping it up with us. And our next caller is J9.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you, ladies, for another good evening of a wonderful topic. And I'm so happy to hear the men get on tonight. That was very, very refreshing. But
yes.
I just want to say that, for those that are dating, I haven't been in the dating game for quite some time, but, just take your time. That's all. If you are dating, it's not a rush. There is no rush. Take your time, as Cedric said, and be careful out there because there's a lot of foolishness going on. So just take your time and just remember to be true to you, true to yourself, you know, men or women. Just be true to you. That's all.
Word.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Jean. That's right. Know that self. And
yes, ladies, it was a beautiful topic tonight. It was a beautiful topic. And I just say that because I have grandbabies. I have girls. And I try to teach them respect, to teach people, that you got to know how to, respect yourself to the point to where others can respect you, to the point to where you're not going to just, take any type of talk or any type of slick, individual, or no matter how well they dress or anything to that effect. It's about respect and it's about knowing that individual because things have changed. And with having new grandbabies, I would love things to go back to the old way. But, it's kind of difficult for that to take place. But just teaching them to, be able to be a friend first, just know people, for who they are and, be able to respect yourself so that you don't have anyone disrespecting you.
Right.
And thank you very much, ladies, for the conversation tonight.
Thank you. Thanks,
All right. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. I'll go next. I'm going to go real quick. Happy New Year.
Okay.
All that good stuff. It is wonderful to be back on the air. The show, I'm definitely feeling it. It's kind of loud in here, but I'm feeling it, y'all. We're back.
All
back
right.
And better. Stronger than ever.
Okay.
And happy birthday to me.
Yeah, happy birthday. Coming up. Okay. Ray.
Yeah. Like Storm said, happy new year. Definitely. Great topic. I'm definitely in the dating scene again. So all of the information, all of the, everything everyone said was definitely helpful for me. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for another year, a new me and another chance, with God's grace to be here and be present and just do it. Do it and just doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Okay. Again, folks, thanks again for chopping it up with us, Divas, over here, GQ Palace Radio. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Wednesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 319-527-6761. Stay tuned for, our shows and just keep coming by, keep chopping it up with us because without y'all, it would be no us. We'd just be talking to each other. So, and as far as our topic goes tonight, again, know thyself and be honest about it. Be honest with who you are. Present yourself to be who you truly are. Then you won't have any problems. Either they're going to accept it or reject it. And those are the only really two options. So on that note, I'm going to chuck up the deuces. You get them, it's more better signing out. Deuces.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get it, don't be timid when you in it, plot it. Love up on it, it belong, need it. I don't want no tears, baby, spread like you made it. Low, fine, it's spicy, baby, chop up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get it. Take the life through it, sign it, baby, give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby, get the right time. Texting me, you know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't just fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding sky high. Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight. And now I'm okay with being nasty. Too fucking hot for all these clothes anyway. My body tripping, boy, but you gon' have to wait. But when you get it, lick it like a candy. Your eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you in it, fly. Love a bone, live alone, need it. So I don't want no tears, baby, say it like you need it. No vibe, spicy, baby, chop up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get this. Take the love to it, sign me, baby, give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby, get the right side. Bobby, baby, twist it, honey. You mean it, darling, keep it coming. Ooh, keep it running, leave it messy. Go ahead and live in it, swim up in it. Bob it, baby, twist it, honey. Do it like you mean it, darling, keep it coming. Ooh, keep it running, leave it messy. Go ahead and live in it, swim up in it. Your eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you win it, die. Love a bomb, live alone, need it. So I don't want no trip, baby, spread like you need it. No vibe, spicy, baby, jump up on me. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get this. Take the lie, do it, sign me, baby, give it all you got.